It's a small world. Events today in Europe, Asia, and Africa will all have an impact here in the U.S.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson in for Steve Chiatakis. First, to the news out of Africa, Libya to be precise. Reports are coming in that Muammar Gaddafi has been captured and may be killed in the town of Sirte. The Obama administration is working to confirm those reports. In Europe, we've reached a crucial point in the debt crisis. Greek lawmakers will take their final votes today on a package of budget cuts and tax increases that have to pass in order for Greece to get more bailout money. The parliament is being surrounded by tens of thousands of angry protesters. Christos Michalidis is a political correspondent at the Athens Daily newspaper Elefterotypia. He spoke with Marketplace this morning.
What people just want is to send a message to our European colleagues saying that we are prepared to make some sacrifices, but we feel here in Greece that things have gone a bit too far.
Meanwhile, we are just days away from the deadline that European leaders have set to come up with a grand plan to solve the debt crisis, and there are reports now that France and Germany are not yet in agreement about what to do. Next to Thailand, where devastating floods are getting dangerously close to the center of Bangkok. And now there are concerns that the rising waters will have an impact on global business. The BBC's Rachel Harvey joins us now from Bangkok. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, you've been out and about in the streets. Tell us how bad things are getting with these floods.
Well, the further north you go from Bangkok, the worse it becomes. The central provinces immediately to the north of Bangkok have been really hard hit. We're talking about millions of acres of farmland that are now completely inundated, communities that have been cut off by the floodwaters. In Bangkok itself, the government was saying a few days ago that the capital would be spared, but now they're saying the volume that has built up is so much that they can no longer say that the whole of the capital will be safe. Some parts will inevitably now be flooded. It's a question of how well they might be able to manage the flow of water through the capital city.
And we all remember the huge impact on supply chains around the world after the tsunami in Japan. Is this the kind of thing that could have an impact on business worldwide?
Potentially it could do, particularly in Japan at the moment, because there is a big Japan investment presence here in Thailand, both in the auto industry, in computer industry, and in food processing. And a lot of those firms are based in industrial parks, five of which have now had to be abandoned to the water. And of course, the longer that goes on, the greater the impact that will be had, not just here in Thailand, but regionally and globally. Already, Thailand is talking about possibly a cost in excess of $3 billion and maybe shaving at least a percentage point off GDP for the rest of this year.
Is tourism being affected by this?
Not really yet, but we're about to go into the peak season. Now, part of the reason it hasn't been affected so badly yet is because Bangkok hadn't until this point been hit, and because most of the major tourism kind of beaches and that thing are further south. Thus far, it hasn't had a big impact. If it hits Bangkok, then obviously there will be a short-term impact, but most of the kind of big beach resorts and that kind of thing are further south of here.
The BBC's Rachel Harvey with us from Bangkok. Rachel, thanks.
You're welcome.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down in overseas trading this morning, down about 0.5% right now in London. The Labor Department here in this country said this morning that the number of people filing for first-time unemployment benefits dropped by 6,000 last week to 403,000, which is still quite high. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow fell 72 points to close at 11,504.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
About 20,000 water experts are wrapping up a big conference today here in Southern California. They've been talking about the water we flush away and how to reuse more of it. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Eve Troe reports.
If I say designer water, you likely picture an expensive glass bottle at a fancy restaurant, not sewer water. But Shivaji Deshmukh says his sewage treatment plant just south of Los Angeles makes designer water too.
We're designing the water to fit the needs for our customers.
Those customers range from golf courses to a Chevron refinery that uses the water for cooling towers.
We can do it cheaper than their alternative supply.
And thus, industrial customers help fund the plant. It makes 47 million gallons of water a day by squeezing out waste solids, those can become fertilizer, then chemically treating and filtering the water that's left. Eco-friendly, yes, but the process? Not so pretty.
There's kind of a reddish film on top of this, but when we get to the end of this plant, we're going to have water that we can drink.
That's Matt Reese. He's with the Water Environment Federation. He says wastewater recycling needs better PR to overcome the gross-out factor because it's really just a technological take on the natural water cycle.
We've been doing it forever. The same water here in these tanks is the same water the dinosaurs swam in. We have a finite amount of water on this planet, and it keeps getting recycled and recycled and recycled.
He says we need to recycle more water and faster as global population grows, and charge more for it to fund new infrastructure. Engineers and managers from around the world take notes as they tour the plant.
What's your name and where are you from?
Rodolfo, I'm from Brazil.
At the end, they raise plastic cups.
Cheers, that's the money card.
And taste sewage made drinkable.
Yeah, it tastes good.
Everyone else agrees, but no plans to bottle it just yet. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
And finally, to a new search engine from someone who probably hasn't been Googled in a while. That would be 80s and 90s rapper MC Hammer. At a conference in San Francisco yesterday, Hammer unveiled a new web service called WireDo that is supposed to add related information to search results. So if you search for, say, MC Hammer, you might find links to dance classes or stores that sell parachute pants. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
In a film about the financial crisis, you might expect a good guy, that'd be us, and a bad guy, the banks. But you think a little harder, the truth is a little more nuanced.
There actually is no pure evil. Each character is simply trying to act on the information that they have before them.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, a Wall Street thriller, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.